Hello and welcome to today's show.
You are about to meet a remarkable lady of great faith whose faith has been tested in the most horrible way possible through the dramatic and senseless death of her son. Now, her son's funeral took place just a few short months ago on the day before Mother's Day. And despite her trust in the Lord, the grief and loss she feels has made her angry, very angry. She's here today to find answers. She wants to know why. Why did God let her son die? I invite you to join us as we help answer her question. I'm Creflo Dollar, and this is Your World. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Patricia Roberson to Your World. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Good to meet you.
Thank you for being bold enough to come and share with us. We're going to make some good things happen
today. Please do.
Yes, ma'am. You can be seated. We really could do a series on trauma, because I am becoming more and more convinced that this may be an unspoken or maybe not spoken enough, that a lot of issues in our society may be as a result of people not dealing with childhood trauma and how the consequences of not dealing with it shows up in adult life. Now, for you, you've gone through a lot of abuse, and there are lots of people that are watching this broadcast today that are going to be able to relate with you. And they're going to find deliverance. They're going to find answers. And you and I are going to come together and preach a sermon together to hopefully help them as we are allowed to come into your world and share some of the things that you've gone through. And we believe that it's going to help a whole lot of people. So welcome to that couch.
Thank you.
We're going to go to work and make some stuff happen. Amen. Why don't we start this way? Tell us about and the story behind your abuse in the past, and we'll gradually walk ourselves to the place of dealing with the traumatic experience you had with your son's death.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. I know I'm loved by a lot of people, but inside, I feel I was the victim. And from my mother's grave, she left me out of the will to show just how much she really thought about me. And whatever the circumstances to my birth, which I question that, wasn't my fault. I didn't feel the love from my mother. Maybe later in life got too much love from my father, probably the wrong kind of love, where my siblings always said
that. Okay, so what do you mean by the wrong kind of love?
Being molested. Mm-hmm. I've come to terms with that. My mm-hmm. father's gone now. My mother's gone. You know, they did the best that they could. Mm-hmm. But as a mother myself, I protect my children. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, again, family secrets that I don't know mm-hmm. that were placed upon me. I used to cry and pray to God, like, God, please let my mother treat me like she treats her other kids. I'm grown. I have children of my own. I have a husband, and I'm calling out to God as I'm driving to work, asking this prayer.
So how does she treat your siblings versus yourself?
From what I saw, was fine. I mean, she talked to them all the time. She was around them all the time. When I came around, even when I was married with my children, I'd come there and she said, oh, Patricia, do the dishes. I'm like, but I didn't eat it here.
Did you ever feel a connection between how you were being treated and the molestation were you ever blamed or told by any family member that this was your fault, or was it a family secret and never came out, or was never
dealt
with?
It never came out. I finally told my siblings, but they didn't believe me. And that's the easy route. I'll take a lie detector test. I have no reason to lie. The sad part is it ultimately tore me apart. And I believe it's what caused my marriage to fail, because it was just too much pain. Living in the town and seeing my parents and being afraid, it's been a lot.
Were your parents and family church-going people?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was pretty difficult for them to hear the accusations?
I never ever told my mother.
Okay.
But it was a small house. There's no way she didn't know. And she had to know.
Yeah. And does it bother you sometimes to have to wonder if she did know and didn't really come to your rescue or support you in any kind of way?
Oh, it bothers me a lot.
Like you said in your testimony, there's a lot of stuff there. There's a lot of stuff going on. Well, we have an expert as a special guest today who's going to join us a little later on in the program. One of the things that I wanted you to be able to see is the fact that, you know, sexual abuse is that's a childhood trauma. And, you know, we want to find out how it was dealt with and maybe some of the things you saw later on in your years, the consequences of those things. But let's talk about your family. You stayed married for a moment. What happened with that relationship? How did it dissolve?
Well, my father passed. 30 days later, my brother passed. And it was just, I thought I wasn't depressed. I was just functioning. I was working full time. I just couldn't snap out of it.
How were you being treated?
By... At the funeral?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, first of all, they were barely telling me anything about the service. When I came, it was like, why is she here? My mother didn't acknowledge me while I was there. It was just hard. And then again, 30 days later, here it is, my brother died. And I thought it was bad when my father died. But oh, it got worse when my brother died. And I honestly believe sitting behind my mother, she wished I was in the coffin and not her son.
Now, did she ever say that?
No. Mm-mm.
But that's what you felt?
That's how I felt.
Mm-hmm. So you carried that, whew.
A lot.
Yeah.
And right before my father died, I reconnected with my parents and stuff, and I told him, you messed up my life. And he said to me, I never apologize for anything, but I apologize to you. And I said, I don't want your apology. I want you to fix this mess. Mm. And he probably passed before he had an opportunity to do that. So I feel like I was left holding the responsibility of this.
How many children did you have out of your relationship?
I had three sons.
Mm-hmm. I understand that one of those sons died in a horrible accident. Tell us about that.
About 4 months ago, 4 o'clock in the morning, his doorbell's ringing.
This is 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all these policemen come in my house, and they tell me that, do you have a son named Marvin Roberson? Yes. What's wrong with my son? He was in a motorcycle accident. And I just fell on the steps, banging on the wall, saying, no, not my son. And I just remember picking up the phone, trying to call my other sons so they can come. It was a day later, the coroner, they were trying to identify him. And so I said, well, I'll send my other two sons. They'll be able to identify him. And they're like, no, Ms. Roberson, he's burned beyond recognition. And I'm like, God, I know with life comes death. With everything that I've been through, did you take him that way, that I don't get the opportunity to see my son again? And it's like, God, you've gotten me through so much in my life, but why did you have to hit me with this, that I can't even say goodbye properly to my son? I don't get it. I mean, I love and trust God. He has brought me a long way. But to take him like that, I can take him dying, But the way in which he died, it's like, God, it's too much. I am not that strong to keep handling all of this.
We're getting ready to take a break, but give me your hand for a minute. A lot of times, God gets blamed for something that he's not responsible for. There are other players in the movie. And Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The last person God took, and everybody that he ever took, he took Enoch, and Enoch's with God. He took Moses, he's with God. But he doesn't take people like that. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he's still available to you to help you to overcome such a horrific situation. He's there for you, but he's not the one that did it, but he will be the one to help you to overcome where you are right now. We're going to take a very short break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by international psychologist and emotional trauma expert, Dr. Bertrina Olivia West, right after this.
Philadelphia, get ready for the 2019 Change Experience. Join Pastors Creflo and Taffy Dollar for one day only.
God has blessed you, and he's overflowing his blessing in your life.
And how many know God will take care of everything concerning you?
Join us Friday, November 15th at the Hilton Philadelphia City Avenue Grand Ballroom for the greatest event of the year. For more information on how to register, visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org.
Our next guest is a U.S. Navy veteran, international psychologist, and licensed professional counselor for individual crisis, trauma, abuse, grief, and depression. Please, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Dr. Bertrina Olivia West, better known as Dr. O. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You heard Patricia's story.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, it's...
A lot.
It's a lot, isn't it? It's a lot. And I think that's why one of the reasons why the first recommendation for people who have childhood trauma and they've never dealt with it is to get with a therapist so they can get the help they need to walk through those situations. I want to give you the opportunity to respond to some of that, because to me it still kind of sounds like at the end of the day she's still accepting stuff that she shouldn't be accepting, and the stuff that she needs to accept wasn't my fault, this was a crime that happened. Go ahead and let's help her walk through this process together here.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
First I want to thank you for having the courage to come here today and share your story and what you've been through. There are a lot of layers to the trauma that you've experienced. Believe it or not, it all ties into how you are now coping and dealing or affected by the loss of your son. As Dr. Dollar has mentioned in regards to childhood trauma, a lot of times what happens is that it goes unrecognized, it goes dismissed, it is very much rationalized, especially in communities of color. One, because a lot of us, we don't believe in therapy. You know, it is very negative and stigmatized. But when you think about trauma, all trauma is stress. Mm. Now, we've all experienced stress before, but what makes everyday stress that we may be experiencing from work or home or just everyday duties turn into trauma is when that stress becomes so overwhelming to where it impacts our daily life. And now what happens when we're children is that oftentimes we dismiss that children experience stress just like adults. What kind of stress you have? You ain't got no bills to pay. You ain't got nothing to do. Get out of here. You ain't stressed. But what happens is that they do experience stress the same way. You yelling at me as my mom is stressful for me. And so when you experience trauma, trauma means that you have threatened to your life or your bodily harm. And so we carry those things around with us. They then construct what we call our core beliefs. Core belief is, I am unlovable. Nobody loves me. So what happens when we do not deal with that trauma, whatever trauma occurred that made you feel unlovable, that carries throughout your life? As you mentioned, I don't know what happened with my father, and there are some things I'm kind of questioning around that, and I don't really know. And then again, it kind of triggers and internalizes that there's something must be wrong with me. I'm different. Why is my family treating me this way? You have rejection, you have abandonment, and it has been just piling on and continuing and continuing and continuing. Go into adulthood, you go into your divorce. See, I knew it was something wrong with me. That's why he left me. That's why we have a divorce. I knew I was unlovable. And then kind of bringing it all back together to the death of your son. What happened with your abandonment from your parents and your family is that you begin to pay a huge amount of attention to your own family. You begin to kind of develop your own ways to cope. And you put a lot of hard work and effort into building what you wanted in a mother. So when your son was taking away from you, it hurt like, well, why? I don't understand when I've given all of this. Again, see, I knew something must be wrong with me, and it comes back into full circle. And so with dealing with all this, we have to go back to the beginning. We have to go back to what the root cause is. Nobody wants to believe that innate about ourselves, that there's something wrong with us. And it hurts, and then it leads to depression, anxiety, frustration, anger, and so much more.
What are you hearing? What's really standing out to you?
Everything that she's saying, it's true, because I am doing a balancing act. Mm-hmm. In the core, I believe that nobody really wants me, but I also know that I have been loved in my life. I know my sons love me unconditionally. I have a significant other. I know he loves me. I know that my friends love me. But again, it's still that hidden, how much are you going to love me or stay there with me? But does it go into the core of my heart?
Yes, exactly right.
No.
And that's, I think that's going to be the issue, the fact that through your own efforts to try to accomplish what you just stated, I think it's going to be futile until you really locate what that core issue is. You have an opportunity now. Two questions that you would ask Dr. O right now.
I want to know why me. I want to know, when can I finally get peace from all of this to take this last chapter of my life to be the best chapter of my life?
So with the first question, why me? I can't necessarily answer, but I can give you what my mother used to say, is why not you? From the strength that you have within you, you're stronger. And sometimes you just need a little bit of help to pull that out, to identify it. Now, I tell people that there is no cure for trauma. Mm-hmm. You're always gonna have triggers. You're always gonna, different things are gonna happen that's gonna bring some of the memories or things back up again. But with the right therapist, they can help you process through that. They can help build your strength so that when you do have these triggers, you can be prepared with the skills and the tools to be able to deal with whatever the trigger is to where it will not be debilitating.
You know, when I look at the attacks on my life, I have to ask myself, what is it that the enemy's trying to stop? What is it that he's trying to destroy in my present to try to confuse my future?
And I believe that.
Yeah, and so what has to happen is I don't believe in coming out of any wilderness situation lacking wisdom. Mm-hmm. I want to take out of every trouble, I want to get some wisdom out of that. And then other trouble comes, take some more wisdom out of that. And before you know it, I'm congratulating the trouble, because sometimes without it, I wouldn't know the things I know, understand the things I do. So how can I grow from every situation that I'm allowed to go through? Not camp in, but to go through. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, everybody's got haters. I send my haters Christmas cards. Because if it hadn't been for my haters, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And so I think what has to happen is you've got to be careful to look at the bigger picture. Diplomacy is always about looking at the bigger picture. And when you ignore looking at the bigger picture for some little thing that you're you're very fascinated in about, then diplomacy won't work because you don't see the bigger picture of everything. And I've learned how to look at the bigger picture, and part of that means I got to not look at me so much, and I've got to look at somebody else. So what can I do, and what do I have from this crazy situation that I can use to be a blessing to somebody else? When are you going to have peace? I think when you make a decision. Like Dr. O said, there's no cure for trauma, but you can make a decision that I'm going to walk in peace, and I'm going to have security in the midst of turmoil. Your relationship with Jesus, your decision not to sweat the small things. You know, when do you want peace? I think that's a decision you have to make. I think make the decision first and then begin to discover what you need to do to walk it out, that I'm going to walk in peace. Because if you don't, what's going to end up happening, when you are diseased and have diseasement on the inside, it translates into your physical body as well. And you'll have diseasement where your body is concerned. You've got to just learn how to live this life of not being content, but ease. A spirit of ease on your life where, you know what, this happened, but this could have happened, thank God. And I'm gonna be grateful and live a thankful and grateful life, and I'm gonna expand my view. And rather than me looking completely at, you know, me and what I've gone through, and people don't understand that, not to say that's not important, it's very important. And it's important that you get in a process where you can begin to work out and process these things. But man, I think there's something on you. And there's some things that you have yet to accomplish. And this whole time has been about stopping you from doing what needs to be done. Just make a decision. I'm going to walk in love no matter what. You have a beautiful smile. And while you're going to miss your son every day, that's another thing you have to go through and process. You're human. Hurts there, and sometimes it takes other humans you can see and touch to say, could you help me to walk through this and process this? And that's the law of Christ, that we learn how to bear one another's burdens. We share in what you're going through, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that we're people that have weak faith or bad faith. It's just people that are hurting right now, and thank God that He's put other people around us that will be willing to bear our burdens and share with what we're going through, and professionals that can help us to organize our thoughts and shine light on the path and to help us out. Do y'all appreciate our guest today? And Dr. O, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, God never intended humans to suffer like this, whether it is from abuse, grief, sickness, or any number of traumatic situations. In the Bible, we see promise after promise of healing and wholeness. And when we accept God's word by faith, we will experience this healing firsthand. I want to thank my guest, Patricia Robeson, for joining us today. And listen, if there's something going on in your world and you need help, or if you know someone who needs help, please reach out and connect with us online at yourworldwithcreflo.com. Stay connected with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and know that I'd love to hear from you. I'll see you next time right here on Your World.
Coping with the loss of a close friend or family member may be one of the hardest challenges we can face. When we lose a spouse, sibling, parent, or child, our grief can be particularly intense. Loss is understood as a natural part of life, but we can still be overcome by shock and confusion, leading to lingering periods of sadness or depression. During these times, it may seem like we will never be able to move on or get over our loss, and life may feel meaningless. Joined by Dr. Olivia West, Creflo Dollar introduced you to a remarkable lady of great faith whose faith has been tested in the most horrible way possible through the recent and senseless death of her son. She was devastated, rocked by grief, and angry at God. But God never intended us to suffer like this or through any other traumatic situation. He wants us healed and to walk in the power of restoration through faith. If you are grieving, depressed, or feeling alone in your pain, you must now activate your faith stronger than ever before. Call now to receive these resources in Creflo Dollar's four-message CD series, Resilient Faith, including Exercising Your Authority in Spiritual Battle, Resisting the Devil, and Standing in Faith in a Dry Season, Parts 1 and 2. He will reveal how to become victorious over your spiritual battle over grief. Our faith is challenged in times when it appears that the promises of God are not coming to pass. But in this series, Creflo Dollar will show you how, even through your toughest times, God's grace will see you through. Next, you'll receive the 3-CD series, Your Identity in Christ. Once you achieve a true understanding of who you are, you can walk in God's power of healing and restoration. You must renew your mind to your identity as a child of God so you may triumph over the enemy and achieve wholeness and healing in your life. But that's not all. You'll also get the full unedited DVD of today's program, When Faith Meets Grief, in its entirety. You only saw a small part of today's heart-wrenching interview with Patricia and the exploration of grief and faith with Dr. Olivia West. Now watch the entire program, yours today as part of this complete collection. For a limited time, you can call right now and get all 8 discs of inspirational and life-changing messages. The 4-CD set, Resilient Faith. The 3-CD set, Your Identity in Christ. And the uncut interview on DVD with Patricia and Dr. Olivia West. All for your love gift of only $45 or more. It's time to reach out and receive the healing and wholeness God has promised for you through faith. Call right now. Operators are standing by. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.